gone to bed, except a young man with a baby in his arms sat there with a bowed down head. The innocent one began crying just then, as though its poor heart would break. One angry man said, make that child stop its noise, for it's keeping all of us away.
This is Jim Sklavunis of the Vanity Set, and you're listening to 90.7 FM, WGXC, Accra.
Tune in or turn out Saturday, October 23rd to John Cage's Rose Art Mix, realized by artist Aaron Dillaway at Bard College in Annandale-on-Hudson. The performance will be at the John Cage Trust from noon to sunset, with collaborating tape players including Twig Harper from Nautical Almanac, Rosie Actor Engel, John Weiss, Mike Colino, and C. Lavender. John Cage's Rose Art Mix was composed in 1965 for a performance at Brandeis University's Rose Art Gallery. The score is correspondence between John Cage and Alvin Lussier concerning preparations for the concert utilizing tape loops. Aaron Dillaway, who's known for his work in Wolf Eyes and many other collaborations, was a former Wave Farm resident who worked with tape loops and cart machines in his residency in Accra.
Anyone attending this event must show proof of vaccination and register to make an appointment to be scheduled to see the show.
You can find out more about the Saturday, October 23rd performance of John Cage's Rhodes Art Mix, realized by artist Aaron Dillaway, in the WGXC Community Calendar online at wgxc.org.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Greenville Drive-In 32, a destination for movies and music under the stars of the Northern Catskills since 1959. Seasonal programming information at drivein32.com or 518-966-2177.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of FET Press in Hudson, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click Donate. Thank you for your support.
My people, what can I say? Say what I can. I saw it, but I didn't believe it. I didn't believe it what I saw. Are we gonna live together? Together, are we gonna live? This is your Mr. Senior Love Daddy talking to you from We Love Radio 108 FM on your dial. And that's the triple truth, Ruth. Today's weather, hot! Wake up!
Todos bailan, todos se conocen. Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre at Catskill and Hudson. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Georgia. I'm in fifth grade, and I'm from near Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate.
Bookish.
Things.
And that's what we're going to do today. And it's so nice to see Georgia because, well, hear Georgia if you're a radio listener, but I can see her. Because I haven't seen Georgia in a while because summer was busy.
Yes.
Can you tell our listeners a little bit about what you've done all summer?
Well, I went to a camp every week except for last week and this week because I'm starting school. Today was my first day. I really loved it. I'm going to a new school. And during the summer, the first week I went to camp at Camp Omai, which is the best camp. Probably one of the best camps ever, maybe even the best. It's amazing. And then in June and July, I did a lot of stuff at the library, like helping with the mural and hack the library. And then after that, I did 2 weeks of camp at Emma Willard, which was incredible experience. And then I did a lot more weeks at Omai, three more after that. I went 4 out of 6 weeks of Omai. And then after that, I did 2 weeks of camp. Well, actually, 1 week of camp at Woodland Hill, which is a Montessori school that I went to preschool at. Then I did 1 week of dance camp with one of my best friends, Molly. And then I did another week of Woodland Hill. And then I had a week off to prep for school. And then now it's this week. Yes, today was my first day at school. Very exciting. It's very funny. My school is 40 minutes away from me. So I arrived at 3:55. So I just had to drop my bags on the floor, kick off my shoes, zoom upstairs, drop my bags on the floor, zoom upstairs again, slam the door to my room, quickly go logging onto my computer, quickly clicking the link, and then logging on.
Voila, you're here.
Voila.
Well, it sounds like you had a very fun and busy summer. You said you loved Camp Omai, that it's one of the best camps in the whole world, possibly the best. I'm wondering, what is your favorite thing that you did at Camp Omai this summer?
Well, I am a regular at Camp Omai. I haven't missed a single year. This was my fifth year there. I love everything about Camp Omai. I really like the camp director, Sasha, and all the counselors and volunteers are really nice. The camp goes from ages 4 to 12. And after 12, you can volunteer there. And then once you become 16 or 17, you can become a counselor. I hope to be a counselor one day. It's such an incredible camp. I went with Molly and a bunch of friends. I have a lot of friends at Omai, so it's really nice having them all in one place. And Omai is just such a happy place to be. It's just so full of joy, and it just has such a sweet feeling. And what's great is a lot of people who have, some who have moved here from New York City, or some here who have lived here for a really long time, they're all together in one camp. Because a lot of people from New York City, and then a lot of people from here, and then a lot of people from other places who are visiting upstate New York come here to come to camp, and it's really just great. I have one of my best friends, I call us long distance best friends because she lives in Florida. I met her at Omai, Sylvia. She's amazing. So yeah, Omai's just incredible. I'd recommend it for everybody 4 to 12. And younger than that, just get out your calendar and check the day when you can go.
And all us old people can just go to Omai and walk around and look at the art.
Yes, because
yeah. And sometimes attend programs for adults.
Because it's in a sculpture park.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's a really cool space.
And at Omai, you do a lot of art. do art there. It's an art camp. It's a day camp, and you do a lot of art. It's very fun. Just do art, and there are different studios. We do all kinds of different medias and stuff.
So I might be mistaken, but Georgia showed me the book that she was going to talk about today, and I'm pretty sure it is set at camp too, right?
Am I making that up?
Okay.
Right. So
since we're talking about camp, you know.
Yeah, I've shared this book before, but the last time I shared it, I hadn't finished it. So I thought that I'd share it today because I finished it. It's a book that we had to read for school. So I will read this. I seriously was about to open up the book and start reading it out loud.
Let's talk about the book instead of reading it for the time being.
I'm so sorry. Today was just such a exhausting day. First time being the new kid, 5 years. Just bleh. I'm a little out of it right now. Okay, so I give this book, rating wise, probably a 99.9 out of 100.
Nice.
Actually, no, 99.9 out of 10.
That's a lot.
It's such a amazing book. And the last chapter is so sweet. The last chapter. So partly what I like about the last chapter is, like, it's not one of those classic stories where it always ends like, and they get married and live happily ever after. I won't spoil it. But what's so cool is at the end, they say after the wedding, and you think, your mind tells you, like, oh, it's the dad's wedding. That's so great. And then you read the chapter and you're like, oh, it's not the dad's wedding.
A different wedding.
Yeah.
So before you get to the wedding, what's the rest of the book about?
Sorry. So they were at Camp CGI and they became friends. And then their dad's.
Oh, I don't think you said what the book is called either.
Whoops. Like I said, very out of it today. Two Night Owl from Dogfish. And thanks. Like I said, so out of it. I'm not at my best right now. What was I about to say? Just lost my train of thought.
So it's about two characters. What are their names?
Right! Avery and Bette. Bette and Avery are going to camp, CGI, and they start, at first, they really don't like each other, and then they get to know each other, and then they start to really like each other. They got kicked out of Camp CGI. I don't want to spoil it, so I won't tell why. And then their dads tell them that the dads broke up, and so they try to get the dads back together. And they want to because they've bonded so much. They're like sisters. That's all I say, because if I share one more little bit, I'm going to spoil it all.
And is a lot of the story in letters?
All of the story is in emails or letters.
Okay.
It's really cool.
It's fun. I've heard really good things about this book.
It's a great book. I recommend it to anyone and everyone.
Woo! That's yeah, I should read it.
Oh, I thought you were like, woo! Yeah, I thought you were, you thought was the radio listeners. I was like, that's you, Emily!
This guy. Yeah, I should read it.
Yeah.
That sounds really good. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Thanks.
Well, I have a book I can talk about. It's a lot less upbeat sounding than your book, but it was a very good book, and it's inspired by a true story, and it's historical fiction called When the World Was Ours by Liz Kessler, and she's the author of the Emily Winsnap series, which some of our listeners might know, but this is a story of three young friends who live in Vienna in 1936, and the book opens up with a really, like, lovely, like, happy, perfect day. It's one of the three friends, Leo. It's his birthday. He's turning 9. And to celebrate, he and his friends go on this big, giant Ferris wheel in Vienna. And his dad, who's a professional photographer, takes their picture and captures this, like, perfect, joyful, friend-filled moment. And so they all have this picture to remember that perfect day. But, of course, this takes place in 1936 in Vienna, and soon things change for them as Hitler's regime takes power, and Leo isn't able to go to school anymore because of this. Elsa's family ends up moving to Czechoslovakia because they think it'll be safer there for them. And then Max, the third friend, his father starts rising in the ranks of Hitler's regime, and they end up moving to Munich, I think. And Max starts getting involved with the Hitler Youth. And so it follows, it switches between each of the characters, each chapter, and follows their stories throughout the war. So it's really sad because obviously that was a horrific time. And it's also sad to see, you know, it goes from this beautiful, happy moment to them all being separate and in, you know, horrible situations. So it's not an easy read, but it is a very good read. And for people that love historical fiction and love those sort of character focused stories, especially ones that skip around from place to place and character to character, it'd be a really nice one. And I listened to the audio recording, which was excellent as well.
For me, when I see books or movies that are just really sad, I get so immersed in it. And then when I stop for a second and I pause and I say to myself, it's just a book or it's just a movie. And I'm like, wasn't just a book. Sometimes then I'm like, well, it is just a book. It's fiction.
Yeah, that's harder when it's historical fiction based on a true story.
Yeah, that's harder. But with fiction, I'm just like, it's just a book, or it's just a show, or just a movie, or it's just a DVD, or it's just a song, or
yeah, lots of pshing. Yes. But yeah, so that was my most recent read, aside from a bunch of picture books that I read recently. So I've decided that my next reads will be fun, funny, lighthearted books to make up for it.
Who are your favorite authors?
My favorite authors? Ooh, that's a tough one. I like so many. One that I love is Jacqueline Woodson. I haven't read her adult books yet. She does have a couple adult books, but I love her teen fiction and middle grade and her picture books as well. I think she's a brilliant writer. And then I don't know, I have other authors that I have like favorites, like some of their books are my favorites, but some aren't. So yeah, I guess it depends on what I'm in the mood for.
My favorite authors are Roald Dahl and Lord Dunsany.
Who was the second one?
Lord Dunsany.
I don't think I know them, unless I'm hearing you wrong.
Lord
Dunsany. What did they write?
Lord Dunsany mostly writes short stories. He's from the 1800s, late 1800s, early 1900s. His writing is very beautiful. A lot of it involves people getting drunk. But he uses a lot of really poetic language. It's really beautiful writing. I'd recommend it to people.
That's great.
Warning, anybody who is under the age of 8, not recommended to read this. Not that it's inappropriate. It just will, you'll probably put the book down as soon as you start reading. Because a lot of people would probably get bored with his writing. Evie, you want to say hi? Evie just came up to me.
Evie's a dog for our radio listeners, but not very chatty, at least at the moment.
She's actually a very quiet dog. Most dogs, like, bark all the time, but Evie's so quiet.
Sure, she loves listening to us talk about books.
She loves people, so since she's an English Golden Retriever. For radio listeners, the only sign you can hear of her is probably me kissing her and her walking. That scratchy noise.
Yeah, but she's there. She really is. But anyways, I think we're just about out of time for today. But it's really lovely seeing Georgia again and hearing about what you've been reading and doing all summer.
You, Emily.
And we hope everyone out there listening has a great week with lots of quality reading time. We'll be back next week to talk about some more books.
Acorn Castle and Hudson, too.
Yes. But yeah, until then, happy reading.
Happy reading.
Bye.
Change the whole story of love. Same old play I'm getting tired of. No more acting these predictable roles. Just the sleeping unconditional love. Every act is a breaker. That same old orange story I played too many nights. The curtain and that forward. Fake arrows strike my heart. Oh, but oh, if some realness should find me, like the magic in your eyes. Oh, if your eyes would invite me. Story of love, same old play I'm getting tired of. No more acting these predictable roles, just a sleeping unconditional love. We could change the whole story of love, same old play I'm getting tired of. No more acting these predictable roles, just a I'm getting tired of. No.